southern point is calling us. Our haven on the southern point is calling us. And faced with all the obvious, so carry us. Avert your eyes from all of this, we'll make it all back.
In transit's at its end.
Was that the jingle?
Yeah, that's okay. A short one, because you couldn't come up with anything.
Welcome to The Last in Transit with Rob Hakimian.
And Oliver Ray.
Thank you.
Back for the first time in a long time. How does it feel to be back?
Well, a lot's changed since I've been away, and I'm not sure I like it.
Well, we got a new painting on the wall. Is that what you're referring to?
Partly, yes. I shan't lie. It's
garish.
It's garish. I'm leaning towards uncouth, if that's the term.
Yeah, but we are the uncouth.
Although youth. I do like that the face of Gandhi is surprisingly accurate, despite the bright orange eyes, which I'm not convinced he had, or at least Ben Kingsley didn't have.
What about Jeremy Bentham with his green pallor?
Strangely, she's captured. I assume it's a woman. She's had the.
It's two people, but
okay.
I guess Zoe Powell did that.
Yeah, the Bentham face is not as accurate as Gandhi. But make of that what you will. What's on the show today, Rob?
Just a lot of good tunes and me and you catching up and catching up with the listeners, if there are any.
I mean, oh, yes. Now, if there are listeners, you see there's no poster.
They're over there now.
Oh, right, okay. Any people listening, please email us at studio@rarefm.co.uk or text Rare and your message to 60300, although texts are charged at your standard network rate, so I suggest emailing.
I've seen another poster advertising a competition around London where you have to text something to that exact number. How weird is that?
Well, is it a Rare FM competition?
No, it's like a win a holiday. So if you manage to guess the right word and accidentally text that, you might win a holiday. I don't know. Also, apart from email and text, you can also go to the Rare FM website and leave a message in the little box.
Oh yeah, that's my preferred method of communication.
Anonymous through that way.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you find getting here this morning with the tube strike?
Right, well, I, as you may have read about on my, and I use the term in its most awful sense, blog, I like public transport. I enjoy going on the tube, riding on the buses, but today was just a little bit stressful for my liking.
Why was that?
Just people.
Was it rammed?
It was rammed. The level, the average level of hygiene was low.
Yeah, I couldn't get on the 29 because it was so packed, and I had to wait. They were like, "Oh, there'll be extra buses to compensate for the tube strike." I had to wait. There's three buses that I can normally get. I had to wait 10 minutes for any one of those to come.
Ten whole minutes.
But normally, I only wait two.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know.
So and then when the 29 came, it was too rammed for me to get on, and I only just managed to get on the 253.
To be honest, I should have walked. Anyway, in that spirit, I think it's time to play a track that will lift everyone's spirits, I would say. And it's not the one we agreed, Rob. I'm going to go over your head. It's going to be the Tom Robinson Band with 2468 Motorway.
Okay.
Feel free to stand up and clap along. Probably if you're alone, if you're just... Well, I don't know, you could do it communally. That could be enjoyable.
Okay, 2468 Motorway, here we go.
Always.
2468 there, Tom Robinson Band. Well, I mean, what a corking tune.
It kind of reminds me of a happier version of Highway to Hell.
Mm. Speaking of Highway to Hell, Rob, I believe you had a film review.
Oh, Drag Me to Hell. Mm. Oh, that was a random link. I was going to do that later.
But... Sorry, but I mean, it presented itself and I just thought Carpe Diem, you know?
Okay, well, Drag Me to Hell, the new film from Sam Raimi. I went to see it in the cinema. Are you familiar with Sam Raimi?
Well, of course, the director of all three Spider-Man films, the third of which was a complete disappointment.
And the fourth one coming soon.
What?
It's been confirmed.
Nonsense.
And all three Evil Dead films more.
Yes, and also the one with Liam Neeson, Dark Man?
I don't know. Anyway, Shadow Drag Man? Me to Hell. I went to see it, thinking I would be scared. I did jump two or three times throughout the film, but the most enjoyable thing about the film was it was just absolutely ridiculous, and I haven't laughed that hard in a film in so long. It was as good as a comedy.
Was it designed to be a sort of horror comedy?
Yeah, that's what Sam Raimi does. And when I came out, I think the pretentious side of me was like, oh, that was rubbish. It had no intrinsic value.
But the moviegoer within you?
Yeah, but the more I thought about it, I was like, well, I had the most fun I've had in the cinema in a long time, so why isn't it a good movie? So I'd recommend it to anyone, horror fans, comedy fans, horror comedy, anyone who likes Evil Dead films, go see it.
Nice. Now, what were we supposed to talk about?
And, wait, the story is absolutely ridiculous, but that's all part of the fun. Okay. It involves a talking goat. That's all I need to tell you.
Well, I like goats. I'm surprised I don't see a goat in this somewhat Chagall-like... mural. What would this be?
It's a mural.
Mural. Yeah. Fresco, perhaps.
Anyway.
Fresco.
You can bring your tea into the studio this morning. You're a bit cranky.
Right. Yes. I need tea. I need tea to function. And you forbade me from bringing it in to the rarefied studio.
Well, it's not my rules. It's the rules of the studio.
Well, yeah, but... And I say this just between us and the listeners. Or, well, just between us, then. Could it be...
The future listeners.
Yes, potential. Yeah. We could have just sneaked it in, you know. We're mavericks, please.
Bad, bad for my conscience.
We're surfing the radio
Next
waves.
Year I'm going to usurp the leadership of Rare FM from these bastards who have it at the moment.
Robert!
It's not even a swear word.
Only in the context of a child of parents out of wedlock.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, really? Is he actually a...
I don't know, maybe. Anyway. So you can bring your tea. You're cranky. That's why you're getting angry. Let's change the subject. I have a gig review, of course.
Oh, lovely.
This is In Transit, the show about bands on the move, either moving up in my esteem or on tour physically.
Sorry, now, I have a question here. If we're rebranding to Tin Trains, previously the name of our collective website, what will be the mission statement, if you like, for Tin Trains? Because it's not quite compatible with In Transit.
I don't know. Let's have some suggestions from the listeners, even the future listeners. Leave a message on the Facebook wall. What should be our new mission statement when we change to Tin Trains in September?
And if any listeners listening now, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Okay. Anyway, my friend Edwin, who also does a show on Rare FM, he's a massive fan of an Australian band called The Drones, and I'd never listened to them before, but he dragged me along to see them at a free gig on Tuesday night, and it was absolutely stunning. They're just so loud and so dissonant and so passionate and so sweaty, and it was just an in-store. I mean, it wasn't even like a proper gig. They gave it their all. It was amazing.
An in-store?
As in, like, in a record store. They move all the shelves aside. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's free, and they play for a whole hour. It was as good as any other gig. It was amazing. I was so impressed that they get to have a song played on the radio today by me.
Wow.
And this is a song called Oh My, and it's about the end of the world.
Looking forward to this one.
Still, they're not concerned. They're very near extinction. people. I waste the food. I know the end is nearly nigh. They've always said the sky would fall, and now it is. You have to wonder why. You wanna swing your sticky footprint, get your tubes tied. Oh, even better yet, go commit suicide. I can't say I did not try. Gun license, I see four horsemen riding through a cold and endless night. And if money is the root of evil, the fear of death is worse. This mortal coil is not a test, and you can't hide in a purse. So don't go past it, nor disperse it. Since I see four horsemen riding through a cold and endless night. Food and don't bother learning Chinese. Thou shalt find oneself perturbed by less verbose calamities. Just get some hands back, beans and 12 guys. Then we are eating dog food, and we'll eat your dog very active or eat their mistake. Grandkids finally get what you deserve. I'm gonna be stuck here with you rookies, eating fortune cookies until my guts turn.
That was The Drains. Oh my.
What a piece of music.
Indeed, what a piece of music.
Yeah, quite the...
See you're still in a bad mood over your tea.
Well, speaking of tea, Rob, I think we should draw the listeners' attention to
a
the
lovely
establishment.
Tea establishment chain.
Yum Cha.
Yum Cha.
Two branches. Camden, Soho.
There's probably others, but those are the two. The Soho one is the best.
I would agree.
What's so good about Yum Cha?
Yum Cha is... Well, let me just explain this to you, Rob. Lots of... hang on, is that the Rare FM phone?
No, it's the reception phone, you idiot.
Just for one moment of almost orgasmic excitement. Okay, Yum Cha is just a tea house that does a selection of high-quality cakes and sandwiches, but it is, of course, most noted for its tea, there being a selection of rare loose-leaf teas that...
A wide selection?
There's also a wine selection.
A wide selection.
Oh, forgive me. And it's just a very nice, pleasant place to sit and look out towards... It's on Barrack Street.
Yeah. They have green teas, red teas, black teas.
White teas.
They have them all in little jars that you can sniff.
Yeah, although with the white teas, it's relatively pointless because you really need to infuse white tea before you can appreciate it, unless your olfactory system is at its peak.
And it's at a very reasonable price of £2 per pot, and you get at least two.
Is it reasonable? I don't know.
I think it is for central London. How much is a tea going to cost you at Starbucks?
Oh, Starbucks is outrageous. Don't get me started.
Or any of the coffee chains.
Well, that's not even a point. Have you drunk tea at Yum Cha, listeners? If you have, email in.
What's your favourite tea from Yum Cha? What's your favourite?
Probably one of the Sancha green teas or possibly the white tea Tranquility.
Really? I really like the one I had last time we went called Walk in the Woods. That was good, quite fruity.
So, are woods fruity?
I don't know. I think it was kind of woody as well. Anyway, also during these summer months, they do iced tea of any of these things. Mm. And I took the counter guy's
recommendation. I'm there for you, buddy. That's all right.
And I can't remember what it was now. But it was kind of minty and it was very nice. And when I first took a sip, I was quite surprised because I was expecting some Lipton-like thing, but obviously there's no sugar in it.
No. Just.
And it was far different. It's a far cry from Lipton's iced tea.
But I mean, don't knock it until you've tried it, though.
No, but it's very nice, very relaxing.
And also, Barrack Street is quite a cool place.
Yes, lots of nice record stores.
And then, towards the bottom, it gets somewhat more specialist.
Yes, somewhat more niche.
But very, very interesting street, interesting people, and lovely to people watch there. So we can thoroughly recommend it. Here at In Transit, we endorse Yum Cha.
Okay.
We should get some kind of sponsorship deal going.
If you next time you're on a hot day, go down there and get some tea on the rocks. See what I did there?
Tea on the Rocks, i.e. iced tea.
Yes.
And Tea on the Rocks leading into my next track.
Which is?
Thank you so much. It's Neil Diamond, Love on the Rocks. Although, I know this is a controversial choice, but it's such a great tune. A real fist clencher.
Why is it controversial?
Well, Neil Diamond is perhaps not as popular as he ought to be, or certainly once was.
He wrote that famous Monkees tune, you know?
Which?
Now I'm a Believer, you know? He wrote that.
Yeah. That was so wonderfully showcased in Shrek.
Yes. Anyway, we should stop talking and play a song.
Yeah, Love on the Rocks, Neil Diamond.
Love on the Rocks. Ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. Left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone. Now all I want is a smile. First they say they want you. What you need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rocks. You have to really need you. Suddenly you find you're out.
all know the song. Love on the Rocks. It ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone. Now all I want is a smile.
Neil Diamond, Love on the Rocks, and what a man, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, we should warn you that Ollie's playing all of his tracks through Spotify today.
Right. Yes, I mean, that's chiefly because I've just discovered it and I'm reveling in the free music, apart from the occasional advertisement.
Yes, that's why I'm warning the listeners an advert might get broadcast.
Yeah, you may hear...
Because you never know when they're going to come.
No, exactly. Is it by time? Is it by number of tracks? We just don't know.
It's about three or four.
Yeah, no, you may hear the dulcet tones of John from Spotify, who I think it's fair to say the nation hates, despite the fact he supplies us with free music. Or at least I thought I hated him until I heard Adam from Spotify, who is considerably worse.
Well, okay. We did tea. Now we're going to move on to food, because that's what we're doing today. We're quite hungry, aren't we?
I can't tell you how hungry I am, Rob.
So let's talk about our favourite food parlour, if that's what you call it.
Well, I like the use of parlour. I'm not sure if it's quite correct. It might be.
Anyway, we're talking about Yo Sushi, of course.
Yeah, I mean, yes, it's a chain. Yes, it's commercial, but, you know...
How many other places have a conveyor belt waiter?
That's true. And which, frankly, is why we're often not so keen to leave service.
Yeah, I mean, what am I paying for? Maintenance of the belt?
At gratuity? I think not.
Exactly.
But, you know, please don't assume we never tip. We are generous tippers.
Yes, we are. We should also recommend for people going to Yo Sushi, go on Mondays, because it's Blue Mondays.
Blue Mondays, yeah. Every dish is a blue one.
That means it's all cheap. And now, like a graceful swoop, we move into sushi is from Japan.
That's true.
And you're going to Japan?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to Japan in August, just after the Festival of the Dead.
Festival of the Dead?
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to that?
No, because, it's sort of peak season.
What happens in the Festival of the Dead?
I guess the dead just party. I mean, I'm woefully underprepared. I speak three words of Japanese.
Oh yeah, what are they?
Well, I hesitate to say them in case I pronounce them wrong.
Oh, as if we're going to have any Japanese pros listening.
Hello, goodbye, and thank you.
Yeah, say them in Japanese.
Well, hello. Well, good afternoon is konnichiwa, obviously. The one. I believe ohayou gozaimasu is good morning. Although I'm not entirely sure. Goodbye is sayonara.
Yep.
And thank you is domo, thanks, or domo arigato, I
domo
think.
Domo arigato, yeah.
If there are any Japanese speakers listening, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk, text RARE and your message to 60300, or leave us a message on the Rare FM website.
And we're still looking for a new Tin Train's mission statement.
Mm.
Okay, do you have any red travelling socks for your travels?
I have red socks. Yeah, I have several pairs.
Could you call them your red travelling socks?
Well, I mean, I don't just travel in them. I often wear them about the house. I'm sensing this is a link here.
Yes, I think you should have a specific pair of red travelling socks, and this song will hopefully convince you that you need them.
Smooth.
This is Red Travelling Socks by Malcolm Middleton.
From one I love, all you have is distance and time.
In Transit, the place for all your foul-mouthed pseudo-psychoanalytical pop-loving, obscure and pretentious crap production star guests and bleep sound radio needs. Thanks, Desal.
Thank you, Desal.
But we need a new one for Tin Trends.
And I'm so glad you're listening, because to not have you here is...
It's heartbreaking.
It's almost too much to bear.
We got some feedback on Spotify and the various voices.
Yes.
An anonymous person... commented on Roberta from Spotify, who...
I'm not sure we should say what he said, Robert.
He likes her voice, let's just say that much.
Yes, I think we can go as far to say as he finds it stimulating.
Yes.
But no further than that. listeners. I think we found the line. It's drawn in the sand, and we are...
Okay, and we got a new mission statement in. Tin trains get on board with bands on the move for an old... bands on the move, new and old, for a one-way ticket to the next musical platform.
Oh, my goodness, who is that?
Mr. Tom Allen.
Oh, Tom, thank you so much for listening and sending your ideas in. A signed photo of Rob is on it your way.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Oh, no, that's fantastic. Oh, Tom.
Good to have some listener feedback.
I've got goosebumps.
Well, have you?
Ooh.
I just stroked Ollie's arm. He doesn't have goosebumps. He's lying.
A bit too intimate for my tastes.
Okay, it's a bit kinky, you might say.
Oh, hang on. My link sense is tingling.
Okay, and?
And you just said the word kinky. And I want to play Kinks, the Kinks next.
And what song is that?
Well, it's... my favourite King song, All Day and All of the Night.
Here we go.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
And all of the night, the Kinks.
Very good. You know what else you can do all day and all night? Firstly, you can dream. And if you've had any dreams, Ollie wants to attempt dream analysis, so send them in.
Well, no. Firstly, we'll need the go-ahead from the resident dream analyzer, Jassar.
Okay.
Because without his expertise, his experience, his qualifications, I believe he's qualified now.
Really?
As a dream analyzer. He's done some sort of hokum course. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, but for that we need a dream, of course. For listeners who aren't familiar with dream analysis, we take a listener's dream and analyse it for him,
so that they know what's going to happen in their lives, or what, we untangle their lives for them.
Yes, we untangle them like a thing.
Okay, another thing you can do all day and all night is go on Omegle.
Oh dear! Well, this is a slippery slope, isn't it?
Are any listeners familiar with Omegle?
Yes.
I mean, no. Oh, you're not familiar with Omegle. Well,
I think we've hit a new low there.
Omegle is a website that you can go on, omegle.com.
Yes, and it sets you up. Someone who's far too young and intelligent for his own good.
And it just randomly connects you to a random person who is also online there in the world.
Who's generally from Finland, let's be honest.
Yeah, I spoke to someone from Finland. And you just start a random conversation about anything.
I mean, obviously, like anywhere... on the internet, there are dangers. A lot of people
present false identities, yes. Which is also part of the fun. You can go on.
Oh yeah, I was I essentially I used you your identity.
Did you?
For a conversation? Well, Robert, UK.
What did the person respond as? Were they interested?
They disconnected.
Oh, motherfucker.
Oh, God, oh, Robert! Sorry,
my bad.
Oh, oh, no, that's two. Strike two!
But you can have some genuinely interesting conversations on there, but a lot of them just want to have cyber sex.
Yes, yeah, we can use that term, actually. That's fine. I'm sure morning chat shows...
So if you're looking for cyber sex, it's a good place to go. Just first thing you say, do you want to cyber?
In Transit does not endorse cyber sex.
But if you do get involved in cyber sex, you might accidentally fall in love with someone from Japan or something like that. You never know. I got not.
Hold on. Is it your track next? Because that was the ideal link.
Yes.
I know. Okay, right.
But,
Because
I just want to go back. I got an offer last night for someone. Someone wanted to swap houses with me for a holiday.
Right.
They lived in California.
Well, they said they did, but he was probably called Norman and from Wolverhampton. Like, there's no... You know, you...
You never know.
You never know. You never know.
Any listeners out there experienced Omegle or any online chat with a randomer?
Please inform us. Email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk. Text Rare and your message to 60300, or leave a message for us at the warehouse, the message be left at the rarefm.co.uk website, which is our preferred method of contact. Incidentally.
Okay. And so. As I said earlier, you might accidentally fall in love with someone from Japan, which is what links into my next song, Across the Sea by Weezer, a heartbreaker about falling in love with a girl so far away that you can't talk to her. classic Weezer there. Right. Across the Sea from the album Pinkerton. Classic album.
Pinkerton. Like, hang on. Pinkertons. The detective agency, isn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
Pinkerton's the sort of historical American agency that is private investigators.
I've no idea. If any listeners know what Pinkerton is or what Ollie's going on about, email
Pinkerton.
Studio at rarefm.co.uk. Ollie had a recently, you had a tourist day, didn't you?
Yes, it was against my will. But one of my friends wanted to go on the London Eye.
And you have a problem with the London Eye?
Well, I don't have a problem with the London Eye. I mean,
it's expensive.
Well, yeah, and it lasts like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So what is it, like £2 a minute?
I think so.
And it's only really worthwhile when you reach the top.
Yes, and also, you know, if you know London anyway, it's largely pointless.
There's plenty of shots on YouTube you can just look at.
Yeah, but then you could experience your life through
helicopter view of London and YouTube.
Yeah.
And there's no need.
But I mean, really, this was merely a device, a cunning plot device as a link into my next tune. Blood, Sweat and Tears, Spinning Wheel.
See what we did there?
Yeah, I was quite impressed. I think that's one of our best, frankly.
Spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign?
This is the outro.
I beg your pardon?
Outro. It's a real word. I mean, I think it's probably an American originated, but, you know, it's become a real word these days. I don't really like it.
I'm not sure I'm happy with it.
What would you call it? The exit lewd?
The afterword. No, that doesn't work either. Oh, outro. Yeah, I can see why that would work.
Okay, we've got a response to our inquiries about Pinkerton from Wikipedia, but someone emailed it to us currently. Okay. Basically, Pinkerton is named after the character B.F. Pinkerton from Puccini's opera Madame Butterfly.
Ah.
And apparently it's a concept album about people from Japan. And the song I played did mention Japan, but I can't think of any other references to Japan in the whole album. And I've listened to that album a lot of times. So I think that's...
curious.
I think that's just made up by some randomer on Wikipedia. But yes, I'm sure the named after the character B.F. Pinkerton is probably right.
Really?
How did you... also, people saying that song you just played was also in a T-Mobile advert. I've never seen it.
Neither have I, actually.
Sounds pretty groovy, though.
Yeah, no, that's...
To use an Ollie word there, groovy.
One of the most groovy bands I'm into currently. I think the other one will be played shortly.
How did your exams go?
Oh, must we?
No, don't
good.
Have to.
Moving on.
I'm guessing that a lot of the time you looked at the paper and you thought, I don't know.
Well, I think we shouldn't talk about exams.
Well, that links into my next song, which is actually called I Don't Know.
Oh, it was a link.
Yeah, by an awesome Norwegian band called Ungdomsskolen. As people may or may not know, I've been doing this 1 day a week internship at a record label called Full Time Hobby.
Right, can I just stop you there? Clearly, it's valuable for your career direction. However, what work do you actually do there?
I update their sales. I update their website. I do stupid stuff like address letters. But it's interesting just to talk to them and figure out how stuff works.
And this is someone on their label?
No, this is about a song that they're loving in the office at the moment. Because they have an awesome stereo and everyone just chucks on songs. And this is a song that's on heavy rotation in the office at the moment. And it's fat.
It's P-H-A-T, yes.
Yes, this is kind of like prog. Dance.
The word denotes good qualities rather than obesity.
Yes, okay, this is called I Don't Know, it's by Ungdomsskolen from Norway.
Fascinating.
I can see the
I would like to apologize for the length of this song. This has nothing to do with me. Please sit tight for 4 minutes more.
You almost nodded off there, Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was an awesome tune. Getting a lot of feedback on that.
Really?
Yeah, people liking it.
That's nice.
not your cup of tea, though.
Oh, tea.
And we're sorry for that rude interruption of Ollie's in the middle.
No, I just felt it was hopefully best to forewarn them that this song was a marathon, not a sprint.
Where 6 minutes is not a marathon.
Sprained a leg.
You quiet down and I'll play a 20-minute track.
How dare you, sir? How dare you? You know we don't have 20 minutes left.
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
So it was the E3 convention.
E3, yes. This is a sort of technology convention, right?
Yes, where like Microsoft, Sony and Nintendo and people like that all showed off their new projects, as well as many other technology things, but those were the most exciting things. They showed off Sony's answer to the Wii, which looks like a million times better than Wii.
Wow!
Like they and they showed a guy with a sword and he was like pretty much slashing up at another guy on the screen. It was amazing. And it looked like so much more realistic than the Wii one.
So is it sort of like the, what is it, the PSP?
No, the PS3. It's for PS3.
No, the PSP.
What's a PS... like Wii? Is that what you're trying to get at?
No. The PlayStation...
Portable.
Portable.
Yeah.
Is that by... Yeah, it is. PlayStation is done by Sony, yeah?
Yeah.
So is it like the next one of them?
No, it's an addition to PlayStation 3. You can't have a... You can't have PS... Oh, it's lost on you. I'll say that Microsoft unveiled new technology where basically there's another person living in a screen and you can fully interact with them and talk to them.
That very unlikely.
It seemed to work. Okay, but you never know. They might have been running off a script.
Okay, you be the person, and I'm just going to interact with you now. All right.
Oh, wait, who am I? I'm the real person.
No, you're the screen person.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Ollie. What are you doing today?
I am going spelunking.
Error. Does not know word spelunking.
Interesting. Well, it's an interesting concept.
But they also did this awesome research thing where she drew something on a piece of paper and then she held it in front of a scanner and then the boy in the TV had the piece of paper as if he'd taken it off her.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, no, I can see how that would work. That sounds quite intriguing. Okay, if you have any ideas on what should be the next technological development of our time, leave us a message at the rarefm.co.uk website. Personally, I don't think anything will be a significant move forward until we have the personal jetpack.
What about teleportation?
Well, you see, here's the problem with teleportation, and I believe I'm quoting someone else, but it's true. It's much like in The Prestige. Are you destroying yourself and then recreating a new version of yourself with those memories? And is that a problem? Does it matter? Is it right? Is it wrong?
It's a very philosophical question.
It is. It's about continuity of personal identity. I think Locke had a lot to say.
John Locke from Lost?
Yeah, well, I believe he was named after the philosopher John Locke.
Anyway, that's enough philosophy. Let's play a song.
Now what to play next? There are so many great tunes.
This is a bit of a philosophical question.
Ah, I see. Yes, now recently I've discovered Huey Lewis in the news. Relatively late, it must be said. But I'm sure all the listeners do know, but if not, they're a very successful sort of 70s, would you say, San Francisco rock band that made it big. And frankly, this is a fantastic tune. It's Do You Believe in Love? And if you do believe in love, email in at studio@rarefm.co.uk.
You are
Do You Believe in Love, Huey Lewis and the News. Now, we've been getting some complaints, but I'm not going to apologise for my love of Huey Lewis and the News.
Tom Allen saying that he had to turn it down for fear his dad might hear it.
I think his dad would dig it. And, you know, do you believe in love? I do believe in loving Huey Lewis and the News, Rob.
Very good.
Although, I believe Hit to Be Square was featured in American Psycho. And hence has slightly dodgy connotations.
American Psycho is an amazing film, and David's just been reminding me of the little speech in the book and in the film. Very well portrayed by Christian Bale. It's just so freaky the way he does it, you know.
I have yet to see it, but, you know, I'm sure it won't ruin the magic.
Yes. You should read the book first.
Okay.
It's even more gross.
Okay. So, yeah, Huey Lewis in the News, do you believe in love? Do you believe in love, Rob?
I believe.
I love you.
Okay, let's get another song on. Sorry to keep going back to exams, but this is for people. This is to wipe away the memories of that last cheese, and to also to ensure people who think they did badly on their exams that things could be a lot worse. Classic.
Lee. Classic? Sorry, I was caught off guard.
Me, you parrot.
I was caught off guard.
I know you didn't think that was classic.
No.
Man, it, this is classic.
What?
Sorry, it was an Adam and Joe thingy. Carry on. While we're here, I should recommend the Adam and Joe podcast.
Right.
It's amazing.
And speaking of podcasts, you can download this show.
From tomorrow. I'll send out a link through the Facebook group.
Through the Facebook group in transit.
Which I'm sure... But I'm going to change the name of the group to Tin Trains after this.
Oh, yes, we're...
This is the last
undergoing a rebranding.
Rebranding? Should we brand each other with hot metal prods? As they do in Jackass.
No.
The movie, too.
No, maybe. What would... If we were to, and I'm not saying we are, because frankly I think that's a bit too far.
What would you get?
What would you brand yourself with?
Maybe the Radiohead Bear, or the Rare FM. Rare FM.
No, that'd be so...
What would you want branded? And where would you want to be branded?
Somewhere painless as possible.
Nipple?
Sorry.
Listeners,
right,
email in and tell us where you want to be branded.
And what, the levels are considerably
and
higher.
What, what would you have branded on you?
Well, I'm not sure we should encourage this sort of...
Why not?
Behaviour. I'm not sure branding is, a bit of body art.
You
know,
need
I'm
to
okay
grow
with, but...
a bit of a shell, something like a turtle would have.
Oh, hang on. That's a link.
Your link sense wasn't tingling.
Yeah, no, in the marsh beyond, I saw just a frond of vegetation that was the link to the next track, and we shall grasp upon it. You went with turtles.
Yeah.
And the track I want to play is Eleanor. By the Turtles, sort of dedicated to my friend Alex, who, let's face brutal facts, isn't listening.
But she's going to listen on the download.
I do hope so. Let's... Shall I... Yeah.
Let the show roll on, whatever.
Eleanor.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you. Looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
By the Turtles. Oh, and gee, I thought that was swell.
Well, so did I. I actually quite like that.
The Turtles are a great band.
From the Boat That Rocked soundtrack, which you've been listening to a lot.
Yeah, although...
So was the Kinks song.
In my defence, most of the tracks I was familiar with prior to The Boat That Rocked. Although, incidentally, it is a good film.
It is a good film. I haven't seen it. But
I
have a soft spot for Richard Curtis.
Yeah, I think he just seems like such a miserable... person in reality. Perhaps he pours all his good humour into his work.
Speaking of this, you just reminded me of this randomly, because at the same time we were having this conversation the other day, we saw Justin Lee Collins on Oxford Street.
We did,
and
in his signature white jacket,
and you made us chase after him because you wanted to ask him for work experience.
Well, you know, I think that he would be okay with it. Although, partly, he's just so cuddly.
But we couldn't catch up with him, we should say.
No.
We lost him.
We lost him.
He went down a secret celebrity back alley.
Yes. Rob has a theory that celebrities have secret tunnels.
That's why you never see them.
Well, no, but clearly that logic is wrong, because we did see... Oh, yeah. Though we lost him, I see. Yeah. Okay.
They can't... I mean, they're not spanning the whole of London.
What
but
would the secret celebrity tunnels be like?
They would be lit by fire torches, and they would have butlers at each end with glasses of champagne.
And what would these butlers be called?
Jeeves.
A cliche.
That's what it's all about. Being a celebrity is cliche. Curious. There's more celebrities these days than not, it seems. Every time I open up the newspaper...
I think that's possibly a...
I use news very loosely there.
Yes, I mean, it's barely useful for wrapping fish. I mean, the London Light, it goes in this order. Metro, tolerable. London Paper, get out of my way. London Light, die.
Die. Give London Light, give us a death stare.
I find them all highly annoying.
Yes, indeed.
Although, you know, some of the columns are... there's if you see someone, if you have a moment with someone on public transport, and then the doors slide between you and you're left staring after,
like the movie Sliding Doors,
starring the wonderful John Hannah and Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm going to posit that as a possibility, but I'm sure a listener can correct me.
Yeah.
Yes, and you can write in, and you can say, were you the man or woman with dark hair who looked at me, male, green shirt.
You have to say the station you're at, something like that.
Liverpool Street.
Yes, but I doubt they ever work. Anyway, yeah. They also, one of the more useful things about them is they tell you what's going on in London on that day. And also a use of In Transit, because tonight there is a gig by a band called The Pains of Being Pure at Heart that I'm going to see. It's at Cargo in Shoreditch. It's sold out, but I do know of a spare ticket. So if you like this song I'm about to play...
This is just your way of auctioning something.
It's not my ticket, but hit me up and I'll let you know about the spare ticket from this awesome New York dream pop band. Check out this song.
We'll be right back.
Pains of Being Pure at Heart, come Saturday. We just got a very nice email from a man called Mr. Hatso Ibrahim from Ghana. And he's promised us 30% of his $6.72 million fortune.
It seems too good to be true, Rob.
Our radio skills must be so good.
Yeah, considerably better than we thought.
What is 30% of that? That must be about almost 2 million.
I could do with 2 million. What would you do with such a sum?
I don't know. Get a branding machine where I could brand people.
Yeah, Desal had a branding request.
Yes, he would like to have your face branded on his left buttock.
Buttock?
Buttock.
Buttock.
Yes, I think we should do that and get a picture. That would be awesome.
Right, okay. Well, better him than me.
Yes. Anyway, we haven't got much time. What's your song?
Really? Well, I thought I'd finish with...
Your last song is...
Sort of nostalgia. It's a nostalgic. It's filled with regret, which is parallel to as In Transit draws to a close. But also, its title sniffs of things to come.
Yes,
I Eat in Trains. And perhaps before we play it, can we just reread the new mission statement we have?
Yes,
thank you.
Tin Trains, get on board with bands on the move, new and old, for a one-way ticket to the next musical platform.
And thanks to Tom Allen for that.
This isn't the end. We'll be back after this song.
Yes.
But this is Ollie's last song.
Thanks to Tom Allen for that track. Well, the quote, you know what I mean.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's going back,
going back
to a simpler place and time. Oh, yes, he is.
Right by his side.
Now be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on a midnight train.
Hey, 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 hey. I'd rather live in his world than live without him. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no. So he climbed all his hopes. And he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes he did. He said he's going back to find,
going ooh, back to find
a simpler place and time.
Take that ride.
Ooh.
This is gonna be right
yeah.
By his side.
Now gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Going back to find.
Ooh,
What a show it's been. What a run.
What a run. We've come to the end of the year. The end of In Transit, as we know it. With cheesy fellow
back here. Yeah. We can do that. We've never done that before. This actually will be our last track.
Okay, I guess that's our last track. We'll see you in September then.
Yeah.
It's been a good year.
We'll see you for 10 trains.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.
Actually, we're not finished.
Yeah, not quite. Just stay where you are. No one leave.
Got one more track.
Yes, Rob couldn't have me having the last track, even though it was such a corker.
Yes, but this one mentions In Transit, so I had to play it last. And no, it's very appropriate for the end of In Transit.
However, if you liked how the show ended, feel free just to replay it on the download and stop there.
Stop right there. It was quite a professional ending. And this is a very unprofessional ending.
Well, this could be our epilogue. We often have an episodic epilogue.
Yeah, we never have a song in the epilogue.
That sounds like something from a Gilbert and Sullivan thing. An episodic epilogue. No?
Okay. Anyway, this is the end.
This is the end.
My only friend, the end.
Okay, Robert, I'd just like
this
to say...
It's
been lovely.
It has been a pleasure to have you back. And hopefully we'll see you again in September.
Sure, and Nick and I will sort of...
And Tom, and anyone else who wants to come on.
And the whole... And let's not bandy this word about too loosely... The whole In Transit family.
Yes, let's mention everyone who's been on this year. Tom Allen, Mike Afro, Oliver Ray, Desal Arbaya, Ratney, Rob Hakimian, Nick Taylor, Ryan Hakimian. I think that's it. We might actually get some females on next year. We don't know.
We should. It's been elitist and wrong.
Yes. Okay.
Well, no, that's the wrong word. Misogynistic?
We're not cool enough to hang out with girls.
No, I think that's...
Okay, let's stop rambling.
Thank you, Rob Hakimian.
Thank you, Oliver Ray.